Zion Kislev, 19th of November, Rabbi Aaron Basus, the Chashivas of Tefillah.
Thank you once again for inviting me to speak to you. I'm going to speak about the importance of Tefillah. You have in this week's parasha, Vayivka Bamakom. Yes. Chazal say, Vayivka Bamakom is referring that Yaakov Avinu prayed Tefillat Arvit. Vayivka Bamakom. Tefillah is something which you're able to reach Hashem. Vayivka Bamakom, you're able to touch Kaviyoch Hashem. Tefillah is the only time when a person is considered Omed Lifnei HaMelech. It's the only time during the day. Not even when you say Kriya Shema is called Omed Lifnei HaMelech. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person, when he says a bracha, he says Kriya Shema even, if his body is Chatzi Arum, that means above his waist he is without clothes. He's only clothed below the waist. He can say Kriya Shema, he can say any bracha. Why? Because El Bato Mechuse, Libo Mafsik Ben, Libo Le'erva, he can say a bracha. But Tefillah, he cannot pray Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because Shemoneh Esrei, says the Shulchan Aruch, is Omed Lifnei HaMelech. It's not fitting to stand in front of the king like this. So when a person is praying three times a day at Tefillah, Shachrit, Mincha, Arvit, he has to realize it's the only time when he's Omed Lifnei HaMelech, he's mamash standing in front of the king, he's got audience with the king. And this is the meaning of the Pasuk, this week's Pasuk, that you've got Bamakom. If a person asks you, when is the closest you can come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's B'Sha'as Tefillah. But you've got Bamakom, you can come out, touch the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's like a Dveikut. So that is just to give an outline, what is Tefillah all about. Tefillah is not just some saying, reciting a few words. Tefillah is, you have now a chance to have an audience before the Melech Malkei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have got a private audience, a private conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Tefillah. I decided to divide the shiur into two parts. Maybe the second part I'll say in a later occasion, rather than going through everything very quickly, to speak about the first part which I want to speak, the Benichuta, and then Be'ez Hashem, the second part, Od Hazon HaMo'ed. In every mitzvah, there's two parts to the mitzvah. Every mitzvah a person does is two parts. There's the chetza of the mitzvah, and there's the kiyum of the mitzvah. Dehainu, let's take the mitzvah of tefillah. The chetza of tefillah is, you go to the sofer, you tell him, I want to have a pair of tefillin. Yeah? And you buy the tefillin, you've got now the chetza of the tefillin. You've got the batim, you've got the parshas, whatever the tefillin is made from. That's the chesed tefillin. But have you done yet the mitzvah? You haven't done the mitzvah. You can have the most expensive, beautiful pair of tefillin, but if you keep it in the cupboard, you haven't done the mitzvah. You've got the chesed, but you don't have the kiyum. The kiyum is when you actually put on the tefillin, when you actually mekayem the mitzvah. Similarly, arba minim, you can go to the shop, buy the most beautiful arba minim. But if you don't take it on the first day of Sukkot, and you don't hold it in your hand, you haven't done the mitzvah. So that's the chesed. And there's the kiyum. You have to know in every mitzvah there's two parts. The chefetz is very important. People run to do the chefetz to go and buy beautiful talit, tefillin, abamin, beautiful sukkah, everything beautiful. Yeah? But that's not enough. It's b'sha'as ma'aseh when you do the mitzvah. How do you do the mitzvah? That is when you're mashlim the asiyat ha-mitzvah. In tefillah as well, you have two parts. David. You mind giving me a glass of water? In tefillah as well, you have two parts. You have the chetza of tefillah, and you have the kiyum of tefillah. The kiyum of tefillah is when you start davening your Omed Lifnei HaMelech Kemo She'amarnu. But there's also a chetza of tefillah. And this is what I want to speak about today. I don't want to speak about the kiyum. The kiyum I'll speak another time. But today I want to speak about the chetza of tefillah. That without this, you haven't got what to start with. You haven't even got a chetz of tefillah. So, as a remez and as a simen, I compared it to the etrog. A person wants to go to buy an etrog, because an etrog is domela lev. Yeah? Etrog is all the arba minim is domed to different parts of the body. Etrog is domela lev. Tfila is called avodah shebalev. Yeah? Even though you speak with your mouth, but the ik of tfila is not what you say with your mouth, it's what you are thinking in your heart. Avodah shebalev, that's tfila. So tfila is domela etrog. Etrog domela lev, tfila is osmina lev. So, there's four main things a person needs to look for when he goes to buy an etrog. What's the four things? The first thing, he needs to buy an etrog, not a lemon. If you buy an etrog, it's grafted, yeah? Nowadays, there are all sorts of chachmas to make the etrog look nice, and they can graft it with something which is not an etrog. It's possible. That's not an etrog. That's number one. So, yeah? The hesher, when you buy an etrog with the hesher, normally the hesher is that this is ainu murka. You're buying from a paradis where there's a chazoka, this paradis is ainu murka. That's number one. That's why many etrogim, they used to get etrogim from Corfu and all these places, yeah? And they stopped because there was hashash. Afterwards, later on, as the science, the agricultural science became more, and people started being able to do more tricks with the plants, so therefore they stopped buying from certain places. And that's why it's always a hashash when you buy from new places, is this really an etrog or is it murkav? That's number one. Number two, it should be chaser. There's a psul of chaser by etrog. If even the tiniest drop of the etrog is missing, yeah, the person by mistake with his nail cut a little bit of the etrog. The etrog is pasul the first day. Yeah, pasul says ukahtem. It has to be lekicha tama. It has to be a complete lekicha. It must be chaser afilu koshu. The third point, you have to look for an etrog which doesn't have any mumin. It's got no black spots on it, which could be posel, especially if it's in the upper part of the etrog. There's a small, even small black spot, it can be posel, because that's considered an etrog balat mum. It's got a blemish. And the fourth is, even if it's not murkav, and even if it is not chaser, and it's not a balat mum. These are all the sumera. But you have to look for an etrog which looks nice, okay? It's got a nice gibbon. It hasn't got a wonky shape. It's got a straight shape. It looks nice. The ukis is at the top and at the bottom, and the pitom is at the top, directly one on top of the other. And it's wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. Everyone's got their own ideas what an etrog should look like. Look at a nice etrog. If you look for a nice etrog, it should be a shein gidul. Tefillah as well requires these four halachas. I'm going to go through them one by one. Otherwise, just like if you don't have these four halachot in etrog, it's not a heft of etrog, yeah? You're not buying an etrog. If you buy an etrog which is murkav, it's not an etrog. If you get an etrog which is chaser, it might look very nice, but if it's chaser kotsu, that's not an etrog. You haven't got the heft, you haven't got what to start with. You might come on Sukkot and shake it, have lots of kavanot, and but you don't have an etrog to start with. If it's got Baal Mum, but he hasn't got a nice gibble. It's felt in the heads of the mitzvah. The same thing when it comes to tefillah. The first din of tefillah is that it should not be murkav. It should be grafted with something else. It's a very, very important halacha. Yeah? It's the basis of tefillah. How do you make your tefillah grafted? If a person in the middle of tefillah starts speaking diburim shel chol, he's speaking, he's Omer lefnei HaMelech, he's coming from the version, said he speaks something else. That's a murkav. You mix your tefillah with something else. You've got something which is not tefillah. It's not, it has got a chetz of tefillah. It's very, very important. People think, And the rest of the Tehillim, what, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Stamazon? The Shulchan says words, the Gab is speaking in Tefillah, which he doesn't write anywhere else in the whole of Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. In Siman, Chav Dalet, Siv Zayin. Maran Sogma Chazos Hashatz. And he says, Lo yasiya sichat chulin b'sha'a sheshatz chozea tefillah. A person doesn't speak any sichat chulin, but the shliach tzibur is chozea the tefillah. V'imsah. And if he did, what do we call such a person? Imsah. Hu choteh. He's a sinner. He's a sinner. He's not a hider. People think he's a hider. It's not a hider. Hu choteh. He's a sinner. V'gadu avonu meniso. His sin is greater than he can bear. V'go'arim bo. We tend to shut up. Go'arim bo. You're allowed to go up to that person and tell him, shah. V'go'arim bo. You tell him off. Loshon Shulchan Aruch. You'll find it anywhere else in Abba Chesed. I once said from Matzio Salomon, Shem Yitten Lo Arichu Gamin, and Fash Lema, he's not well. That he said, that where this Loshon Gadol Avono Miniso come from? Gadol Avono Miniso comes from Cain said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? After HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him you're going to be Nabana, the Ba'aretz, and yeah, whole thing. So, after Cain killed Hevel. So Cain said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gadol Avoni Miniso. So he said, if you look in the Farshim over there, that's B'lashon Tmiah. Cain said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gadol Avoni Miniso. Is my sin so great that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't bear it? Gadol Avoni Miniso is a shayla. But here, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say B'lashon Tmiah. Here the Shulchan says it's a statement of fact. Gadol Avono Miniso. Sin is too great to kill. That's what it means talking in Chazos HaShatz. So tell me something. Is the Shulchan Aruch telling me it's a din only in Chazos HaShatz? Or is it a din in the rest of the Tefillah as well? Poshut. Kol Shekhen. Chazos HaShatz is the least important part of the Tefillah. Why? Because you really pray Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah? All you're doing is, you're hearing again the Shemoneh Esrei being read by the Shliach Tzibur, which Chachamim made this takana in order to be motzi mishenu baki, someone doesn't know how to daven. But you already daven, you know how to daven. Yeah? So tell me something. Is it so important if I don't speak at this, if I speak at this time? It's the least important. I'm not even davening at this time. I'm just listening to something which is only being said because maybe there's someone in the shul who doesn't know how to daven. Even so, Shulchan Aruch says, you know how to speak. If you sin, you speak your chote. Your sin is great, you speak, you tend to keep quiet. Culture can the rest of the tefillah. Culture can. It's obvious. If in the part of the tefillah where you're supposed to be dabbing, you're in the middle of your dabbing, you're in the middle of speaking, you're in the middle of talking, and you're mafsik, for sichat chulin, partially, that this person is a chote, the gadol avonu miniso, the go'arimbo, partially. You haven't even got the chefs of tefillah. It's a grafted tefillah. You haven't started the tefillah. If a person goes and buys a grafted etrog, he hasn't even started the mitzvah. About the gevis, tefillah, the first din of tefillah is no talking b'shas when you're davening. You know, it's supposed to be sichat chulin any time you're in the shul. But even, at least b'shas, when a person is or sick, Ba'avodah, he's osek in the mitzvah of tefillah. I always say when something happens, you know, when the Haranov is just over a year now, terrible, terrible tragedy. Five people wearing talis and tefillin were shot down in such tragic, in such a cruel way, yeah? Chopped off heads, hands, it's if we just go past this without it happens, you know, tragedies happen, without thinking and trying to be mabonen on what's happening, then we are fools. Because Rebbe Shem doesn't do something for nothing, and we always have to try and see what is the middah keneged middah. We have to see for ourselves what is the nekuda that we have to see to try and better ourselves What is the Rebbe Yishan telling us? The way to understand the Rebbe Yishan words is midah keneged midah. Ki b'davar she'zadu alechem. Yeah? Possibly say, the Mitzrayim, they threw Klal Yisrael in the water, they were drowned by the water. This is what Yitro says. Yeah? Ki b'davar, how do I see? Atayadad ki gadol adonai mikol ha'elohim ki b'davar she'zadu alechem. And the Rebbe Yishan paid them back tit for tat. That's the way down of the Rebbe Yishan. Barul, I'm 100% sure that if something like this happened in a Mokum Kodesh, in a Beis HaMedrash, in a shul, the Shas Tfilah, the Shas means the version is Tovei Al Tfilah. 100%. It means the Tfilah, the Kiddush of the Beis HaKnesset, and the Shas Tfilah hasn't got the Chashivas Ba'as. So the version says, if it doesn't have Chashivas Ba'as, why should I protect you? Why should the shul protect you? And why should tefillah protect you? Listen to the words of the Mishnah Berurah, where he writes on this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, he brings b'shem Eliraba b'shem Akolbo. Oy la anashim shemesichim ve'et ha'tefillah. Woe to people who speak during tefillah. Ki ra'inu kama batei knesset nechrebu b'shvil avon zeh. I've seen, the Kolbo says, Kolbo Zerishim, I've seen many shuls which have been destroyed because of this sin. Lo aleinu, in Klal Yisrael, we don't lack enemies throughout the generations. Crusades, Inquisition. You know how many shuls they used to be in Spain? Where are they now? The shuls are all gone. Where are the shuls in Eastern Europe? Where? Rabbeinu Shalom, the shuls are either destroyed or turned into churches. Why? What is the reason? How can it be a Mokum Kodesh has been desecrated, defiled in such a terrible way? Says the Kolbo, this is the reason. But avon zeh, if we do not show respect ourselves in our own shuls, then how can our shuls be respected by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? So that is the first halacha, the gavet tefillah, no talking. The second halacha, it should be without any chisaron. What do we say about etrog? An etrog should not be chaser. It should not be missing anything. Your tefillah should also not be missing anything. A person davens refuah shleima, bracha shleima, geula shleima, everything should be shalom. What about tefillah shleima? What about tefillah shleima? People come on a regular basis to shul late and they leave on a regular basis early. What's the hetter? What's the hetter? On a regular basis. It happens, of course. Everyone's a human being. Everyone sometimes gets up late. Everyone sometimes sleeps early. There's a tzidr. But on a regular basis, to come and start in the middle of the davening and leave before the end of the davening, what's the hetter? Is tefillah something you can just hack and just chop it and decide to discard chelik of it? Well, it's just written in the tzidr, just in order to miss out those pages? Some of those written? Where's the tefillah shleima? If an etrog, even chaser kolshu is possible, you look for an etzrig. What about the tefillah? What about the tefillah? People on a regular basis, they start holding. What's that? What's korbanos? It's just tefillah ben the makam korbanot. What does that mean? The tefillah is instead of the korbanot. That means, when we daven, ushalom ha'parim tzvateinu, we like to bring a korban. Can you imagine a person going to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing a korban which is broken, which is chaser, which is shavu, hakilvei na lefechatecha yisachar veisa panecha. You read the Malachi's haftorah. Malachi said, "You bring a korban which is not shalom." Yeah, how does he look? The first halach in korban has to be tomim, on a feila, ganz on a feila. Also in tefillah, tefillah mom korbanos. The tefillah should be gantz. It should be a shalom dika tefillah. From the beginning to the end. The beginning is Alein Shabeach. Alein Shabeach is the end of the tefillah. Okay, Nusach, Svad, I'm talking about. Alein Shabeach, a person that goes out and shul, he doesn't say Alein Shabeach. What's the heter? What's that? Do you know, it's written in Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, if a person comes late, he's allowed to be medallic. To catch tefillah b'tzid. But many achronim hold one shouldn't do so. the Ba'e Heitzer brings down, Shmuel quotes it. Even if a person comes late, he starts from the beginning and finish at the end. Even though he misses Tefillah B'Tzibah. Because it's so important to read the whole Tefillah, to say the whole Tefillah. And it's more important maybe even than Tefillah B'Tzibah. It's a machloikas. But there are some hold that Tefillah is more important. That the Tefillah Shleima, to say the whole Tefillah, is more important than catching Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibah. I'm reading you out with the words of the Kaf HaChaim. On Alochem, Siman Nun Bet. Kavarayim Ot Bet, Siman Nun Bet Ot Bet. Veda, the Bechol Seyda and Tfilah Shetikinu Chazal, Ish Bem Sodom Ne'elamim, Dvarim Niflaim. The whole Seyda of the Tfilah, which Chazal will attack in every single word, is Sodom Niflaim, Dvarim Ne'elamim. Hidden things and wondrous things. והכן צריך לזהר מאוד לומר כל סדר התפילה לסדר ולא יחסה מהם שום דבר. You shouldn't miss out anything. וכן איזה מגיד למרן. מרן is from the בית יוסף. יוסף קארו, he had a מגיד. He wrote a book called מגיד משרים. Or the מגיד is like an angel teaching him Torah. The מגיד told the מרן, לעבור לבית כנס בהשכמה, come early to shul, כדי שוכל להתפלל כסדר ולא בדילוג. They can say the whole tefillah על הסדר, not miss anything out. That's what the Magid came to Maran, the Beit Yosef, to tell it the halacha. כי העוז זה כן מהפך הצינורות. A person doesn't daven כסדר, he's מהפך the whole סדר, the tefillah, it doesn't work. He's interfering with the pipes. It's all pipes. Tefillah's pipes. You're making pipes, connecting us with the Ribono Shel Olam. We send the tefillah up and the shefa comes down. But if a person doesn't have the whole tefillah, he's mavich at tzinorot. He's breaking the pipes. People making their houses central heating. You know how many pipes is involved in central heating? You go into the house, you have nice warm heating. You know how many pipes is under the floor? If those pipes are not done in the right way, what do you get from it? Nothing. You don't get nothing. You don't get electricity, you don't get central heating, cornish. But tefillah, you get, yeah? You think you get tefillah. Your tefillah goes out, automatic. You have to make the pipes. In order to make the pipes, you have to daven tefillah shleima, a complete tefillah, from the beginning of the siddur to the end of the siddur. Shachrit, mincha, and arvit. So that is the second important nekuda. I'm talking about again the chefs of tefillah. Before we start, your kavonis, pirush hamilim. Before we start all this, what makes a tefillah a tefillah? What makes a tefillah a tefillah? What makes a tefillah a tefillah? Number one, no talking. Otherwise, not chefs of tefillah, it's grafted. Number two, it should be tefillah shleima, it should be chosesh, nothing should be missing from it. Number three, what's the third point? It shouldn't be a baal mum. An etrog, even if it's an etrog, it's not grafted, even if it's not chosesh, if it's got marks on it, it's not an etrog. It's possible. What's the marks of the tefillah? If a person doesn't say properly the words of the tefillah. Pasha. Person says some words, but he doesn't say it the way it's supposed to be said. So what are you talking? What are you saying? I don't understand what you're talking about. You have an audience with the king, yeah? You have to speak audibly, you have to speak clearly, you have to say what you're saying word for word, and the king can hear what you're saying, no? Tefillah's the same thing. A person says things under his breath, he says things which not pronounced properly, you don't understand what you're saying. Or a Chaim HaKodesh, Pasha Vayit Chanan, very, very important. Vayit Chanan el Adonai ba'et ha'i lemo. Says Ruach HaKodesh, in this pasuk, you got four dinim of tefillah. Vayit Chanan el Adonai ba'et ha'i lemo. Four dinim of tefillah. I'm not going to all four now. But the last one, he said, lemo. To say the words properly, you have to say it. If a person thinks the biggest kavanas, he doesn't say the words of the tefillah, it has to come out from his mouth. Yeah? Tefillah is avodah shebelev, but it has to be said bepeh. Rak sefatea na'ot bekola lo ishamea. Yes, her voice couldn't be heard, but the words were said. Sefatea na'ot. Her lips were moving. Yeah, the words were being said. But if you don't say the words properly, it's not fair. Shulchan Aruch says, Nilchas Kriya Shema. Simen Samech Aleph. Se'if Chaf. When a person comes to Kriya Shema, is dinin, how you should say the Kriya Shema. Tzayich leten rebach ben tzeva shel tchilata besof kesof teva. You have to leave it. Say it. If you have a word where the end of the first word is the same letter as the beginning of the next word. For example, bechol levavecha. If you say it quickly, you only pronounce one lamed, but there's two lamed written. So what happened? You swallowed one lamed. Eisev besadecha. Vavadutem mehera. That's one halacha. Second halacha. Tzayich bechol alev shacham meim lafsik benen. Whenever you got a word which ends with a men and the next word begins with an alev, you have to make a hefsik. Ulmatem otan, ukshartem otan, besamtem et. Shelo inere ke kore motam, bet. Besamtem motam. What's motam? Speaking about Niftorim. What's going on? Next. Sarich le dagdek shelo yefe hazag le hazek harafe. But to be careful, a letter which has got a doggish, you say with a doggish, and a letter which hasn't got a doggish, you say without the doggish. Ve'laniach hanad ve'lo yanid hanah. Neshvanach, neshvanach. Some people don't even know what I'm talking about. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, ah, you think I'm talking about only Kriya Shema? Shulchan Aruch. Seif Chavet. Av b'psuki d'zimel u'tfila tzayich l'dakdek b'kach. It's not only Kriya Shema. It's the whole of the tfila. Because tfila has to be said. Said means said in the proper fashion. The words have to come out in the right way. If a person says the tefillah, he doesn't pronounce the words properly, that tefillah is a balmum. It's no worse than etrog with a black spot. The next halacha of etrog was the gidul. It should look nice. Yeah? A person when he davens, he has to look nice. Says the Rambam, tikkun ha-malbushim. A person, one of our locals is filled, tikkun ha-malbushim. He has to be dressed in the proper fashion. He's coming before the melech. How does he dress? You're going in front of the king. How do you dress? If you don't come dressed properly, they throw you out. You won't get the interest. Where's your kiddo? Zog the Rambam. Perek hey, filler, halacha hey. Tikkun ha-malbush keitzad, metakeh malbushav tchilam, tzayen atzmo masnut nais, umhadeh, shenema, hishtachnu la'adonai behadrat kodesh. Possibly, it's every day in the davening. Hishtachnu la'adonai behadrat kodesh. You come to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, behadrat kodesh. But you do, you have to look good. You have to look dressed. Shulchan Aruch says, "Siman Tzadik Aleph Sivav." Derech Chachamim mitalmidehem shelo yipalu ele kshem atufim. Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, we're not Talmidei Chachamim, but we're Talmidehem. Hopefully, yeah. We're Talmidim of Talmidei Chachamim. We want to be Talmidim. Derech Talmidei Chachamim mitalmidehem and the disciples shelo mitpalelim ele kshem atufim. Atufim. What does atufim mean? Are you wearing a jacket? Atuf, atifa, and you say atifat of talit is also atifat arosh. You wear your hat and a jacket. It's the first law of tefillah. You dress properly. Those are the four halachas of tefillah before we start davening. This is the chefs of tefillah. The chefs of tefillah has to be that you don't talk during davening. You don't daven a tefillah which is ketu'ah, broken tefillah, but rather tefillah shleima. You don't daven a tefillah which is the Baal Mum, but you say, pronounce the words properly, and you dress properly when you come to daven. Those are the first, before we start the actual nusach of the tefillah, going into the kiyum of the mitzvah. There's one more point I just want to bring. I want to add to this. Just one more point. It's a very, very important point. And people are sometimes not aware of the importance of it. In Siman Tzadik, Maran says, there's another halacha which is part of the chesed tefillah. Yikba makom litzvilato shelo yishaneh umlo litzorich. A person must fix a place for davening that he doesn't change unless it's a very big emergency. It's not enough just to always daven in the same shul. Even in the shul where he davens, he must have a fixed seat. Very important. Whatever I'm telling you so far, yeah, I'm not telling you any chumras, I'm telling you what's written, black and white, Shulchan Aruch and Gedolah. You have to have, we learn it from Avraham Avinu. Pasuk says, Vayashkem Avraham, El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham B'Tehillah. He went back to the same place where he davened the first time. Gemara says, Gemara Brachot, Kol HaKobeh Makom Mitzvilato Elohe Avraham Be'ezro. If he davens in a fixed place, then the Rebbeinu Shalom hears his tefillah. Tefillah has to be kavua. What's the Indian? The Indian, the tefillah is not some arai. You come in, you daven, you go out. You have to show your tefillah is a kavua. Yeah? It's something which is fixed. It's something which is important to you. Something important he shows is a keva to it. Yeah? Shulchan Aruch says, for example, you shouldn't daven by the door. You shouldn't daven just when you enter the door. You have to come inside probably. You daven by the door, shows you're not the arai. I'm davening. But the second the tefillah finishes, I'm running out. So what you show, your tefillah is arai. You're thinking of going out before you come in. So, this is the importance of kovea makom tefillato. So I just want to tell you two halachos. It's finished. Yeah, okay. So then I just tell you one halach. I can't stop without saying this halach. The Orchot Yosher. You heard who wrote this? Chaim Kanievsky. So Zayin Gezumot. Yeah? Chaim Kanievsky lives now in the neighborhood. He wrote a book called Orchot Yosher. In this book, he quotes a sefer from one of his shoyim called Sefer Hagan. A Sefer Hagan, Chaim brings this. Kol Adam Ya'amin. Everyone should believe. Shadalut v'yakrut, poverty and wealth, umitat banam hasveram, children dying, ba'in adam, comes to the person, ve'en lo atzlacha b'masa matan shelo, and he doesn't have success in his business, ba'avu she'enu mitpalel b'makom kavua. Comes about because the person davens, but he doesn't daven b'makom kavua. Ba'yeh v'charet v'var Hashem, v'arotzeh l'izahem me'adalut mitat banam, v'kod shkeh b'mitat asmo, a person is worried about his own health of his family, יעשה לו מקום קבוע לפעלה תמיד במקום אחד. He should have a fixed place to daven. A person davens in a shtibel, one day he's davening downstairs, another day he's davening upstairs, another day he's thinking, where's the tefillah? Makom kavua. And then he asks, why am I not matzliach in my panosa? What happened? He's not davening. He's not davening the way Chazal wants him to daven. He's not showing importance and respect to his own tefillah. So hopefully that Be'ez Hashem, we should take the borders of tefillah and Ali Deze tefillah, which is so Vayim Ha'omdim Berumah Shel Olam, something which is Omdim Berumah Shel Olam, Be'ez Hashem, we should all be Zohar, whatever we do.
Amen.